Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 8th of July 1962. The importance of knowing the truth. The chart of D.A. process is not for worship. Sayadaw's well-known The Circular Chart of D.A. process, Dukkha and Samadhiya, suffering and the cause, are not for a worship. But take this process as Samvega, sense of urgency. You should have to make companions with Sada and Panna. Instead you make friends with Tanna. So you can't realize Nibbana. The knowledge of not wanting will arise only by seeing one's own death. Seeing one's own death is inside practice. The Buddha taught of human existence was difficult to get. But you all are wasting the difficulty to come by with the jobs of Tanna. Samsara is long means that the dangers of old age, sickness, and death will never end. The place is where Samadhiya ceases and the moment of abandonment of the human fetters, Samyojana, is Nibbana. Vipassana is not choosing a place for practice. Only in Samatha practice needs to choose forest and mountain places. Vipassana has to observe the rise, Udaya, and fall, Vaya, of phenomena. Udaya is arising and Vaya does not exist. The system, method, is already there. Asking for a method is seemed difficult to be. It was his first and last time in Rangoon, Yangon. It seemed people requested from him the way of insight practice. Observing your own mind is Sittanupassana. Even during the writing and eating, people can realize Nibbana. Every time mind arises and observe it as it exists or not exists. Not existing is what the Buddha taught as Anicca. Knowing is the path factors, Magga. Do you get it by prayers? Some Buddhists are making prayers and vows for the outside powers. Or do you get it by knowing it does not exist? You will know your own death if you observe. You are always in dying. The arising is your birth. The passing away is your death. Therefore it is important of knowing your own birth and death. Arising and passing away is Dukkha Sakka, truth of Dukkha. Knowing it is Magga Sakka, truth of the path. The knowledge of the Buddha, seeing the impermanence of form, Rupa, was 5,000 billion times a moment and for the mind was 100,000 billion times. This discernment was after he became a Buddha. This was not before he became a Buddha. You also see it nearly as the Buddha if you become an Arahant. These were from the text record. You have to take the Kanda process. The text could have mistakes, i.e., commentary. Don't observe all the Kanda. If you observe one of them, all are included. For example, you observe feeling or mind. One Kanda arises and all the Kandas are with it. Sayadaw referred it to Samyutta Nikaya. Don't say that after finish my jobs and will do the practice. It will make oneself to become misfortune. You will die at any time if next mind does not arise. You can't say Kama will give you the chance all the times. Impermanence is arising Dukkha and vanishing Dukkha. So it's Dukkha Sakka. Do you have to search for it or by knowing with observing one's mind? Knowing is Magga Sakka, the abandonment of Tanna is Samadhiya Sakka, next Kanda not arising is Nirodha Sakka. These are leading to the truths. Penetrate the four truths and at the same time is realizing Nibbana. Fire dispels darkness, gives light, showing the things and drying up the oil. In the same way with the contemplation of impermanence and the four truths arise. By developing the path factors, Magan, and the four truths arise. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 10th of July 1962. Answer to a Buddhist. Tax Office General Yu Loon P heard the news of Sayadaw in Rangoon, Yangon, went to see him, and asked some questions on Buddhism. Q. He said to Sayadaw that in his view it was impossible to observe the mind. He had studied the cognitive process of the mind, Vithichitta, and couldn't relate it to the practice because the minds are arising and falling very quickly and with many Bhavanga Chittas, life continuum minds, between them. The contemplation can't be in the present moment. Therefore, according to his understanding, it's impossible to contemplate the preceding mind, the first mind, with following mind, the second mind. Manayatana, mind base, is the pre-mind. Contemplate this mind with the post-mind, which is Vipassana Magga, path factors mind. These two minds are arising one by one. They are separating with many Bhavanga Chittas between them. Even separate with Bhavanga Chittas and no Kalesa comes in between them is not a problem at all. So it's contemplating the pre-mind with the post-mind. The pre-mind is impermanent and the post-mind also impermanent. Without separation by Kalesa and only with the Bhavanga Chittas, so, it can be contemplated. Even separate with 100,000 billion Bhavangas are not an obstruction, according to the Abhidhamma within a wink of an eye, mind rises and falls that much. Bhavanga Chittas are the mind in sleep. If separate by Kalesa and it becomes darkness, and can't see the pre-mind. Without Kalesa you can see it. Sayadaw referred to the Sitanupasana in the Satipatthana Sutta. Saragam va sitam, saragam satanti pajanati, he knows a lustful mind to be lustful. The Bhavanga Chittas between him are taking the objects of the past, which were kama, kama nimitta, sign of kama, and not an obstruction. They are only supporting the life faculty, jivaitandriya. Don't take it as the objects of obstruction. Contemplate this Kalesa as the pre-mind if Kalesa comes in, e.g., knows the lustful mind as lustful. Q. Then. Sir, should we have to take them as Anantara and Samanantara, proximity and contiguity conditions? Dot. These two are in the 24 conditional relations Patthana, they are identical in meaning, arise immediately. No. Don't take it this way. These Anantara and Samanantara were the views after becoming a Buddha. It is not our views. In the practice of becoming a Buddha, contemplated the pre-mind with the post-mind. You have to follow the original view of becoming a Buddha. There were two views. For the view of after became a Buddha, worldlings can't follow it. But we can follow his view on the way to become a Buddha. This point here Sayadaw mentioned was very important for yogis. The sutta teachings were for yogis to train their mind in practice. Q. What is Magga Vithi? Sound is not clear. This refers to the objects of all the mind and form, nama and rupa, cease. All the dukkha cease and nibbana appears at their place. First, Gotrabhu Chitta, change of lineage. After that Magga Chitta, path factors mind, fruition chitta, phala chitta. And after that Bhavanga chittas, they can't see nibbana, it take the objects of kama, kama nimitta, and then pakavekana, reviewing mind, arises and seeing nibbana again. Bhavanga chitta can't see nibbana. Nibbanam magaka aramana pakaina pakayo, nibbana object and the knowing mind are going together. Sayadaw referred to the patthana. Fruition mind continues to arise one by one. They have to take the object of Nibbana. If you can't see Nibbana, then Bhavanga Chittas arise. Only Phala Chitta continues to arise and cease with one by one is right. Q. The nature of Nibbana is cool like 1,000 pots of water pour on the body. This is not from the Pali Sutta. The exposition of the commentary just gave an example and not really cool. I.e., the physical body. It referred to as without Kalesa. It meant if Magga arises and Kalesa fire is extinguished. You should know the suttas and commentaries separately. It's Kalesa cooling down and take it really cool. Not really cool. Not refer to the cooling of the body. Q. Does Atta exists? This was a strange question put by a Buddhist who had the knowledge of Abhidhamma. In a Samyutta Nikaya Pali, a Brahman asked the Buddha, it seemed as referred to Agavaka Brahman. Does Atta exists? I don't teach if it exists. Q. And then, does Anatta exists? Also, I don't teach if it exists. The Buddha rejected both. Then, Ananda asked the Buddha of why he rejected both. The Buddha gave the answer, If I tell him Atta exists and he'll take the view of permanence. If I say of Anatta exists and he'll take the view of nothing exists. Then, he runs into the view of annihilation. Therefore, the Buddha answered in the middle way of not exist. If not regard to person and talk about Nibbana, has to talk as Anatta exists. Atta problem is the biggest problem of human beings. Even most Buddhists can't escape it. Among Buddhists still many hold the view of eternalism of the soul and even teaching to people like Ven. Sati in the Mahatana Sankhya Sutta in the Majjhima Nikaya. Some are holding the view of Nibbana as the root of existence, the first cause or the Dharma body. Therefore, understanding of Atta and Anatta correctly need to study and reflect thoroughly from the Pali Nikaya. Q. The last question seemed to be the difference between worldling and stream enterer. The sound from the recorded tape was not clear. Both have lobha and dosa. Sayadaw gave examples for them. It's like someone has illness and eats something not suitable for the sickness. Another person's illness is already cured and eats something not suitable to his body. In the same way, it's worsening his situation if kalesa comes into the worldling. Here was an answer to the question of the contemplation of the mind in the present. It was explained by Ven. Sayadaw Drive. Nandamalavivamsa. I extracted from Sayadaw's answers to questions in Abhidhamma. Contemplation in the present. It doesn't mean not contemplate the past and the future. There are three kinds of present. One momentary present, Kana Pakapana, two continuity present, Santati Pakapana, three in the present, Adha Pakapana. One momentary present is arising at that moment. Sayadaw was using it as a momentary present of the process. This can't be contemplated because two minds cannot arise at the same moment. For example, in the contemplation of the mind with the mind. The object of mind is one mind. Be the contemplative mind, Nana, is another one mind. When A arises and B can't arise. Only A is passing away and B can take its place. Two continuity present is. For an example, if you are thinking about something which is also a present. It's continuity present. After hearing a sound and thinking about it, continuity. A duration of time is also a present, pakapana. For example, today. And if become tomorrow and it's not. It becomes future. If the day before and becomes the past. Therefore two and three are the contemplations in the present. If the object of contemplation and the contemplative mind, Nana, are closer to each other as much as possible and then kalesa can't come in between them. It becomes a big gap between them if you know it later. If other minds not come in between each vithi is in the present. For example, after the object of vithi arises and contemplates with the contemplative vithi. After seeing an object and Nana comes in, like or dislike not arises. What Mogik Sayadawgi said, the pre-mind is Anicca, and the post-mind is Magga, were referred to these. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 8th to the 10th of July 1962. Three Steps to Nibbana. T1. Only the truth of Dharma, Sakka Dharma, can arrive to Nibbana. In the discourse, Turning of the Wheel of Dharma, Dharmakakapavatana Sutta, in the beginning the Buddha taught the five ascetics, Pankavaji, on knowledge about the truth, Sakkanana. After that, he taught about what the function of the truth was. This was the working knowledge of the truth, Kikkanana. After that he taught the ending of Kikkanana, which knew the end of the working knowledge, Katanana. Taking notes of these in gist. If you want to arrive to Nibbana, which is the ending of all dukkha and these three knowledges are very important. Where were you coming from? Pointing to the D.A. process chart. You all came from avijja, not knowing. What was you didn't know? Not knowing the truth was ignorance, avijja. Therefore I come here for opening your eyes. Traditionally all are blind people. Samsara will be long if the right dharma disappears. On behalf of the truth, I'll not talk lightly to anyone. All will be in dukkha if the right dharma disappears. Every day you are doing things for sufferings. Doing samadhiya and dukkha. Therefore the other two truths are disappearing from you, magga and nirodha. You will get nibbana if the cutting knowledge, nana, arises. Is nibbana far or near? At the six senses doors, minds are starting to arise. You have to know them, knowing the arising minds. Also have to know the contact, fasa, and good or bad feelings, vedana. Every time all the different minds arise, have to follow their impermanence. Samsara is long means the phenomena, dharma, a long in the kanda process, the continuation of the D. A. Process. If you see dukkha sakka with magga sakka, become kakamudapadi, vision arises. Every mind, feeling, etc. arise and seeing their impermanence, become vijja udapadi, knowledge arises. Cessation of dukkha and tanha is nibbana. Therefore nibbana is for someone knows the truth and how to cut off dukkha and tanha. That is the cessation of samadhiya and dukkha. From tanha, upadana and kama a samadhiya and jati is dukkha, from the D. A. Chart, section 3 and section 4. The arising dharma is satipatthana. Knowing the phenomenon arises is sati. Knowing their impermanence is magga, the path factors. So it becomes satipatthana magga. If you can continue in this way, lokuttara magga, path knowledge, will arise. This is the last knowledge, kata nana. I'll show their connection. These are not easy to talk. So make notes carefully. Whatever arising is dukkha sakka. Knowing is nana. So it is knowledge of the truth, sakka nana. Whatever arising is dukkha has two meaning. The first one, impermanent, is dukkha. The second one, without knowing the arising dharma and continues to jati, is also dukkha. People think dharmakaka pavatana sutta is difficult. Without a teacher, it's difficult. I'll talk about kika nana in gist. Every time mind, feeling, etc. arise and ask them. What are your functions? The answer will be, our functions are arising and passing away. So the function of mind and form are arising and vanishing. T2. Where is the truth? Your kanda is the truth. If you know the truth, will realize nibbana. The kanda has the five aggregates. And whichever aggregate you contemplate, only dukkha sakka truth of dukkha. By teaching you to know about suffering and the desire to be free from it will arise. Avijja is to not know anything. It means not knowing what should be known, i.e., not knowing the truth. And knowing what shouldn't be known, i.e., knowing about things which are not truths. Therefore, this is a dharma, ignorance, give you a lot of trouble. It's the champion in bad things and forbidden to nibbana. It never does the job of freedom and only doing the round of existence. The first discourse of the Buddha, the Dharmakaka Pavatana Sutta, was the Sakka Dharma truth of Dharma. But you put the Dharma of Dana, Sila, and Samatha at the forefront, that Sakka Dharma is out of the sight. Whoever not knowing the truth and his both eyes doesn't have the light yet. You will go the right way if you get the light. There are two types of Dharma. Tanha prefers Dharmas and Nana prefers Dharmas. You can't go to Nibbana with Tanha. Therefore, you have to listen a lot of Nana prefers Dharmas. You may think there is only one kind of D. A. Process. There are the D. A. Processes of a worldling, stream enterer, sotapanna, once returner, sakatagaman, and non-returner, anagaman. Only by becoming an arahant and all are cutting off. Whatever arises and knows it as dukkha sakka. Then it becomes vedana pakaya panna, feeling conditions wisdom. This is to know the truth and the way to the stream entrance. If vedana pakaya tanha, feeling conditions craving which you do every day, then it's the way of a worldling. I'll continue to talk kika nana. This knowledge is closer to become a stream enterer. It was these three knowledges which made Condano, the first of the five Pancavagas, become a stream enterer. It will take you long in the practice if follow the long process of the insight knowledges. Ordinary disciples no need paramis. You only need for listening the Sakka Dharma and wise attention for it. These came from the Majjhima Nikaya and Petakapadesa text. Now you have to know the function of whatever arising Dharma of form, feeling, mind, and Dharma are carrying aging and death with them. Are they encounter destruction naturally or the cause of oppression by aging and death? They'll tell you that we are subjecting to the function of oppression. You have to see their functions with Nana. If you know their functions and its kicker Nana. T3. Only you know the truth can develop kicker Nana. From these you can realize Nibbana, which is Kata Nana. All the meditation centers are teaching the 16 stages of insight knowledges. In my talks don't have these and only three knowledges. Why it's too short? Before his time and after until now, most teachers and yogis talk about these 16 knowledges which are from the commentary. In the Samyutta Nikaya, the Buddha taught that in this two-armed-length kanda truth existed. E.g., to Rohitasa Devaputta, SN.2.26 Rohitasasattam. Closing square bracket. I am teaching the people with three intentions. All Dharma teachers should have these intentions. The 1st of May people could listen to the Sakka Dharma, the 2nd of May the Dharma be known by them, the 3rd of May people could practice in accordance with the knowledge. All persons of Dukkha Sakka, worldlings, are indeed poor people because they don't have the treasures of a noble disciples. These are conviction, sadha, virtue, sila, conscience, hiri, concern, otapa, listening, sutta, generosity, kaga, and discernment, panna. Nobody can help to deal with old age, sickness and death. Therefore all are lonely and poor. This point is seen to be simple and insignificant. But if we contemplate deeply we see the oppression of Dukkha Sakka. Sayadaw continue to talk on Dukkha in the everyday life with humor, such as homes, clothes, foods, etc. Compared them with hospitals, bandages and medicines, etc. The kanda is always oppressing by aging, sickness and death, jara, bhayadi and marana. So it's Dukkha Sakka, the meaning of pilanattho oppressive Dukkha. Therefore the kanda subjects to the function of oppression. This is kicker nana. It's also subject to the conditioning by tana, craving. It's also Dukkha Sakka. This is sankatatho, conditioned Dukkha. For examples, we are always busy with livelihood of foods, clothing, dwellings, etc. Conditioned Dukkha may be many varieties in wide ranges and never end to talk about this subject. Kanda is always burning with fires of aging, sickness and death, including with many types of kalesa fires. This is santapatho, burning Dukkha. Mind and feeling, etc. are arising and vanishing by changing. This is viparinamatho, changing Dukkha. All these four functions are including in vipassana knowledges. Therefore, with the short human lifespan don't follow the 16 knowledges. Go with these four functional knowledges which are bhavatabha or vipassana nana. Kata nana are path knowledge and fruition knowledge. Dharmakakapavatana sutta, the first discourse was relating to everyone because it did not concern with the character of a person. Some discourse were relating to personalities. For example, Bahir of the bark cloth, Ud 1.10, PTS, Ud 6, Bahir Sutta or Ud I.10, or AI 24, DHA 101. Teaching on truth, Sakka, is Dhammanupassana Satipatthana. Contemplation of whatever form, feeling, mind and at last all is converging at the impermanent Dukkha Sakka, which is Dhammanupassana Satipatthana. All functional knowledge is inside knowledges. You don't need to know Abhidhamma. Sayadaw himself was a well-known Abhidhamma teacher of his time. Nowadays some have the view of it as no need to practice in accordance with the Abhidhamma. The suttas not support this point. Then, Sariputta taught the monks to contemplate one's own mind. Therefore, whatever mind arises, contemplate any of it. And you'll see impermanent dukkha sakka. This is kika nana. It's also true as contemplate the dead mind with the alive mind, because you see your own death with nana. It'll become disenchantment if you see your own deaths moment to moment. After that comes the knowledge of not wanting your own deaths. This arises and all the khandhas disappear. Dukkha sakka disappears and sukha arises at its place. Knowing of dukkha not exists is kata nana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 11th and the 12th of July 1962. Wrong view on Nibbana. T1. Not knowing of Nibbana becomes annihilationism, also can be eternalism. We know Nibbana as the cessation of mind and form and tana, from the suttas. After the cessation of these things and take it as nothing exists anymore and run into annihilationism. Teaching on Nibbana is quite a heavy subject. Taking Nibbana as a place or a city, even as a permanent heavenly existence, is eternalism. Taking Nibbana as without mind and form and run into annihilationism. Without the penetrative knowledge, Nibbana and wrong views are very close to each other. If saying Nibbana as nothing arises and craving people, bhava tanha, will reject it. This was one of the reasons and some tanha people have bhava tanha, craving for existence that creating a superior heavenly existence to represent Nibbana. Now, you'll know clearly the existence of Nibbana taught by the Buddha. You can arrive to Nibbana or seeing it only in the middle way by going between the two wrong views, sasata and akheda. People are taking it as extinction or a special place. Therefore, whatever you are giving, dana, with wrong view will never arrive there. All the Buddhas taught that living beings caught up with sasata and akheda views never realized Nibbana. So this point is very important for all Buddhists who want to transcend dukkha. Therefore, we have to talk about Nibbana free from sasata and akheda views. Sayadaw continued to Agavaka Sutta, MN.72 Agavachasattam. This was the discourse on Nibbana. In the time of the Buddha, they used loka, the world, for mind and form. Rebirth consciousness, Patisandhi Vinanam, was already finished in the past. Now, from the five khandhas of Salayatana, six sense bases, we take the present consciousness, Pavuti Vinanam, which is mind, Manayatana. Inside of the mind and form, Nama, Rupa, six sense bases, Salayatana, contact, Fasa, feeling, Vedana, there is neither man nor woman, neither person nor being exists. Before talking about Agavaka, I am dispelling Ditthi for you. Listening to this talk is not me, a person or being and only mind and form, or Khanda Dukkha Sakka. We have to base on the D.A. process to talk about Nibbana. Because of ignorance, volitional formation arises right-pointing arrow rebirth consciousness right-pointing arrow mind and form right-pointing arrow six senses bases right-pointing arrow contact right-pointing arrow feeling arises. These are causes and effects connection. Here is dispelling your doubt. Human being, cow, chicken, pig, etc. All are so-called with conventional truth, samuti sakka. All their sources of existences are the same. Nobody creates them, God or Mahabrahma. With the causes and the results are arising. Ditthi falls away by knowing the arising phenomena. Visuddhimagga textbook defined it as kala sotapanna. This is falling away of wrong view by knowing, not directly. Knowing is knowledge. The Brahman Agavaka asked the Buddha if we took these views what would happen, his wrong views to the Buddha. It became wrong views. Please talk about Gotama's view. My view is mind and form are arising and passing away. Therefore I am asking you to contemplate impermanence is the view of the Buddha. The right knowing of impermanent dukkha sakka with the magga sakka is the view of Buddhists. Without listening to these kind of talks all people have wrong views. with the resistance of Ditthi and can't realize Nibbana, because the first stage of realization is destroying wrong views. These reject Nibbana. Therefore, after dispelling Ditthi, that people should do the offerings, Dana. What is the benefit of taking the view of impermanence? Tana, mana and Ditthi will cease. This is the doctrine of the cessation of Papanka Dharma or to Nibbana. Papanka Dharma are making beings running like a circle in samsara. Ni Papanka is Nibbana, Tana, mana and Ditthi are Papanka. T2. Practice without the appreciation of Nibbana and can't realize it. Only free from Sasata and Akeda views that it is possible. You have to understand D.A. process for the appreciation of Nibbana. Do you have to do the prayers, if you want Nibbana? Or you have to understand the process of D.A. and know how to cut it. You will never realize Nibbana if you don't understand the process and how to cut it, because you do it blindly and without knowledge anything about it. Sayadaw gave the example of Ven. Channa on this point. If you understand the continuation of D.A. process and will understand Dukkha Sakka. And also if you understand the disconnection of D.A. process and will understand Magga Sakka. In this way Nirodha, cessation of Dukkha, comes in by itself. If you know the connection and know that Samadaya is its cause. Dukkha Sakka is including in the continuation of the D.A. process. Also, Nibbana is including in the disconnection of D.A. process. If you don't know them, Sasata and Akeda views come in as hindrances. Impermanent view is cutting off both views. By seeing impermanence with the contemplation of any one of the four Satipatthana is on the right path. By observing the Kanda process and Ditthi is cleared up, and not only with the intellectual knowledge. Therefore you have to look at the Kanda. Whatever mind arises and contemplate its impermanence and section 2 not connect with the section 3, Vinana, Vedana and Tana, Kama. The present causes are cutting off and the future results will not arise. Section 3 and section 4. With this you know Nibbana roughly. What do you call the cessation of Samadaya and Dukkha? It's called Nibbana. Before, it's only Samadaya and Dukkha arise, but without Dukkha and Magga. If Tana and Dukkha cease, it's Nibbana. With the understanding of the cutting off D.A. process that you appreciate Nibbana. Therefore two views on Nibbana arise. The end of Tana is Nibbana and the end of Kanda is Nibbana. This is to know Nibbana from the cause and effect connection. The Brahman, Agavaka, continued to ask, with the cessation of Papanka Dharma, where the person was gone. The Buddha not answered his question. It was Sasata view having the thought that the person was gone to somewhere, whereas was Akeda view for not going anywhere. His mind was confused with Ditthi and Nibbana. Only with teaching by clearing up wrong views as much as possible, that Nibbana comes into appearance. Kanda are like fuels and Kalesa fire. Therefore you all are burning with Kalesa fire, so human world is like a hell. Fuels and fire are going together, that our situations are quite worse, so human beings are also like the fire peters whom Ven. Maha Moggallana met. Human beings create all these unpleasant things from this human world. Is there including any happy person? The fire will be extinguished if the fuels are gone. Therefore by getting the Kanda isn't good. If using the ultimate reality, only Dukkha and Samadaya are going together. With concept, fuels and fire are together. Do the contemplation of insight means asking you to view the burning of the fuels and fire. Rise and fall, etc. Are these burning processes, impermanent? All the Kandas are always disappearing by burning with aging and death fire. Therefore you know your own horrible existence. You'll be sure to realize Nibbana if your Magga is in accordance with the impermanence. By practicing in the morning, you attain realization in the evening, vice versa, if Kalesa not comes in between them, i.e., between Anika and Magga. From the Majjhima Nikaya, why don't you realize it? Because your Kanda are going to connect with Tana. You all have the habits of connections. Only you have the habit of disconnection will realize Nibbana. If section 3 and section 4 not arise will get Nibbana. I.e., Tana. Dot. Kama and Jati. Tana Nirodho Nibbanam and Kanda Nirodho Nibbanam, cessation of craving and Kanda is Nibbana. Therefore you get the round of existence by connection and Nibbana is disconnection. A person can alive with each mind moment. One will die if next mind does not arise. So contemplate the dead mind with the alive mind, or contemplate the pre-mind with the post-mind. The pre-mind is the dead mind which is Dukkha Sakka. The post-mind is the alive mind which is Magga Sakka. Every time the mind dies and seeing with the alive mind and samsara will be cut off. If you see your own deaths, do you want to get human and heavenly existences by prayers? Quote. It becomes disenchantment. Seeing the dead is Yathabhuta Nana, knowledge of as it really is. Disenchantment is Nibbida Nana. At the time of not wanting it is Magga Nana, path knowledge. At that moment all the five khandhas disappear. All the death shows are finished which is Nibbana. Seeing it is Magga Nana. So these are Nirodha and Magga, cessation of Dukkha and the eight path factors. The Buddha said, the journey to Nibbana is not far and very near, and then why don't we arrive there? Because we are going in the crooked way. We are running in a circular way. If kalesas are coming in, you don't get it this life and also next life. Therefore, it's important not let kalesas come in. Contemplate them as impermanence if they come in.